Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha. Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanna Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanna Shahari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Vishnupada Paramahamsa Pariraja Kachari Ashtotra Shatashi Shimad Jayandi Goswami His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5 Chapter 17 Texts 22 and 23 Yasya Adyaha Asit Gunavigraha Mahan Vigyana Dishnyaha Bhagavan Ajaha Kila Yat Sambhavaha Aham Trivrita Svatejasa Vaikarikam Tamasam Aindriyam Srije Ete. Oh, you have only one verse here, huh? Okay. Yasya dya asit guna vigraho mahan Vigyana Dishnyo Bhagavan Ajakila Yat Sambhavoham Trivrita Svatejasa Vaikarikam tamasam Vaikarikam tamasam aindriyam srije. Yasyadya asit guna vigraho mahan. Vigyana dishnyo bhagavan ajakila. Yat sambhavoham trivrita svatejasa. Vaikarikam tamasam aindriyam srije. Yasyadya asit guna vigraho mahan. Vigyana dishnyo bhagavan ajakila. Yat sambhavoham trivrita svatejasa. Vaikarikam tamasam aindriyam srije. Matajis. Vayam vyasya vashe mahatmanaha sthita shakunta iva sutra yantritaha mahanaham vaikrita tamasendriyaha srijama sarve yadanugrahadidam vyasya. From whom? Adyaha. The beginning. Asit. There was. Guna vigraha, the incarnation of the material qualities. Mahan, the total material energy. Vijnana, of full knowledge. Dishnyaha, the reservoir. Bhagavan, the most powerful. Ajaha, Lord Brahma. Kila, certainly. Yat, from whom? Sambhavaha, born. Aham, I, Trivrita. Having three varieties according to the three modes of nature. Svatejasa. By my material strength. Vaikarikam. All the demigods. Tamasam. Material elements. Aindriyam. The senses. Srije. I create. Ete. All of these. Vayam. We. Yasya. Of whom. Vashe. Under the control. Maha Atmanaha. Great personalities. Stitaha. Situated. Shakuntaha. Vultures. Iva. Like. Sutrayantritaha. Bound by rope. Mahan. The Mahatattva. Aham. I. Vaikrita. The demigods. Tamasa. The five material elements. Indriyaha. Senses. Srijamaha. We create. Sarve. All of us. Yat. Of whom. Anugrahat. By the mercy. Idam. This material world. Može malo jače. Jer kad budem pričao, onda neću. Translation. From that supreme personality of Godhead appears Lord Brahma, whose body is made from the total material energy, the reservoir of intelligence predominated by the passionate mode of material nature. From Brahma, I myself am born as a representation of false ego known as Rudra. By my own power, I create all the other demigods, the five elements and the senses. Therefore, I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than any of us, and under whose control are situated all the demigods, material elements and senses, and even Lord Brahma and myself, and I myself, like birds bound by a rope. Only by Lord's grace can we create, maintain, and annihilate the material world. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Being. Purport. A summary of creation is given in this verse. From Sankarshan, Mahavishnu expands, and from Mahavishnu, Garbhodakashaya Vishnu expands. Lord Brahma, who was born of Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, fathers Lord Shiva, from whom all other demigods gradually evolve. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu are incarnations of the different material qualities. Lord Vishnu is actually above all material qualities, but he accepts control of Sattvaguna, the mode of goodness, to maintain the universe. Lord Brahma is born from the Mahatattva. Brahma creates the entire universe, Lord Vishnu maintains it, and Lord Shiva annihilates it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead controls all the most important demigods, especially Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, exactly as the owner of a bird controls it by binding it with a rope. Sometimes vultures are controlled in this way. Yasyadya asid guna vigraho mahan vigyana dishnyo bhagavan ajakila yatsambhavoham trivrita svatejasa vaikarikam tamasam aindriyam srije ete vayam yasya vashe mahatmanaha stita shakunta iva sutra yantritaha mahanaham vaikrita tamasendriyaha srijama sarve yadanugrahatidam. Translation. From that Supreme Personality of Godhead appears Lord Brahma, whose body is made from the total material energy, The reservoir of intelligence predominated by the passionate mode of material nature. From Lord Brahma, I myself am born as a representation of false ego known as Rudra. By my own power, I create all the other demigods, the five elements, and the senses. Therefore, I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than any of us, and under whose control are situated all the demigods, material elements and senses, and even Lord Brahma and I myself, like birds bound by a rope. Only by the Lord's grace can we create, maintain, and annihilate the material world. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Being. So who knows what is the title of this chapter? Descent of the Ganges. So this world, this material world, is created for those living entities who rebel against the supremacy of the Lord, and they want to be independent of the Lord. They want to enjoy independently. But Lord is so merciful that He gives all facilities for living entities to enjoy, to express their false tendency to control and to enjoy. And He also gives opportunity to go back to Godhead and to leave the material world. So His mercy is coming in many different ways, and we can say that it descends, the mercy descends. And many saints and sages come from the spiritual world to preach about God consciousness and to offer the mercy of the Lord to conditioned souls who are suffering in this world. And one manifestation of this mercy is the river Ganges. The river Ganges is a river. It's coming, and there is a description how it is coming down, accepted on the head of Lord Shiva. How many of you have took bath in the Ganges? Okay. So this river, if you take bath in the Ganges, then you get purified of your different sins that you have committed. The river Ganges is meant to purify us and to help us develop or awaken our dormant love of God. And here in this verse, Lord Shiva is describing His position and the position of other demigods, and He's clearly expressing and stating who is the Supreme Person. Sometimes if you meet a follower of Lord Shiva, you can show them this verse and say that actually Lord Shiva Himself admits that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Welcome. So in India, people worship all kinds of gods and demigods, and some think that Shiva is the Supreme, but Bhagavatam clearly states who is the Supreme. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam also describes in the first canto that He is the source of all incarnations and that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And many great personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, who are very, very powerful at in different lilas and different situations, they actually acknowledge the supremacy of the Lord. And as we know, in the Western culture, the concept is that God is old, because he has been living from since time immemorial. But our understanding is that God is young, and why he should be old? If he's eternal, why should be eternally old and getting older and older and weaker and weaker? In our understanding, God is young and he is a boy, an even naughty boy. And people cannot understand this. And also, he is not only a naughty boy, but he is also a debauchee, one who is seducing girls. So this blows people's minds. And I also don't understand how people can join ISKCON and come to Krishna consciousness when they hear such things. This is shocking. This is really shocking. But it is stated that Srimad Bhagavatam is for non-envious people. So those, if you are still around, that means that you are really, really free from tons of envy that other conditioned souls have. Maybe you still have some envy of God and of other living entities, but you are devoid of a lot of envy when you can actually bear the fact that he is such an enjoyer. He's such a big enjoyer. And some, there was a court case. Somebody can help me. Maybe Adipurusha Prabhu can help me. I believe you have heard about the court case. The ISKCON was sued by some Christians. You know that? Yeah, please say. I can't remember the exact, but. Immoral God.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then the devotee at the court case, he asked the nun if she is married. Of course, how can I be married? I'm a nun. But why do you have the ring on the finger? So then she said, well, I'm married to Jesus. And he said, are all nuns married to Jesus?
Yeah, devotees were relieved. So for those who maybe haven't heard on the internet, I try to repeat. There was a court case in Poland when some Christians sued devotees that we are worshipping immoral God because he has so many women, so many gopis. And devotees asked the nun who was representing those who were suing devotees that, why do you wear a ring? And she says, I am married. And she said, so who is your, to whom you are married? And she said, I'm married to Jesus. And then they ask, how many nuns are there? She said, there's thousands and tens of thousands of nuns. And it's like more than actually, more than Krishna. He has more wives than Krishna. So the court case was dismissed. So now, I want to take opportunity to point out that when you preach, you should be smart. Like yesterday I was reading to Bhakta Andrei a short conversation between a journalist and Srila Prabhupada, and the journalist asked him, are you God realized? And Prabhupada said, do you know what it means to be God realized? And he said, no. So Prabhupada said, how can you ask? If I tell you yes or no, what difference it will make to you? And he said that imagine two men, and one is coming and asking the other one, are you a medical doctor?
Jai Shri Panchatattva ki jai. And he, if he says that yes or no, if the other one doesn't understand what does it mean to be a medical doctor, or if they exchange some technical terms from medicine that, you know, something that only a doctor would know, then how he can know that somebody is a doctor? He can be a cheater, he can be a pseudo doctor. So then the journalist became a little bit humble, more humble, and then humbly asked, Prabhupada asked him, are you ready to hear the answer? And are you ready to accept the answer? And he said, yes. And then Prabhupada said, yes, I am God realized and I see God in every moment. So sometimes people will ask you all kinds of things and challenge you, and devotees are very smart. It's very difficult to defeat devotees, especially with arguments. And sometimes you are on book distribution, or you are in a certain preaching situation, and you say to some maybe senior friend or devotee that, or your mentor, that I wasn't so smart, I couldn't answer their questions or their doubts. So therefore we have to learn. We have to learn from devotees how to give smart answers to provoking questions that people may put. And another interesting point that Prabhupada makes is answer to the question, can you show me God? And Prabhupada said, you can't see God just like this. You have to get qualified. You have to have the eyes to see God. You have to have eyes anointed with the love of God. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. So even if you cannot see the president of Slovenia, the last president of Slovenia I remember is Drnovšek, but I don't know who is now. Huh? Borut Pahor, okay. God bless him. 20 years ago. So my last lecture here was 20 years ago. Ananta forgot me, I know. He was too busy because too many people are passing through. What?
It says that he was very impressive.
Depressed?
Impressive.
Right. Yes. So you cannot even see. No. You cannot even see. You cannot even see. Who? Okay, Borut Pahor, when you want, but you have to go through secretaries and, you know, have to make an appointment and they will reject you 100 times. Or Mr. Jankovic. Mukunda knows that they try to speak to Mr. Jankovic. So, what to speak of God? So people, you know, they try to challenge us, but we learn from Srila Prabhupada how to challenge back. And then next time they are very careful what they ask us. And they're a little bit, okay, these guys are not easy to speak to. So, now how do we develop this kind of intelligence to actually argue in the favor of God, and how to build people's faith? Sometimes faithless people will challenge you, and then you think it's pointless to talk to these people. They will never accept any reasonable argument. But actually, if you record this conversation and other people listen to it who are more innocent, so this will build their faith if you give good answers to these provocations and challenges. So it doesn't matter if the person you are talking to is faithless and it's just hardcore atheist, or just a fanatical religionist from some other religion, and they would never accept any reasonable argument. But if this is recorded or transcribed, other people can read and they can benefit, and their faith can grow when they see that these devotees have very reasonable explanations to all these questions and challenges. So how do we get this intelligence to give satisfying answers? Simply by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, reading Srila Prabhupada's conversations, see how he answered things, and reading his letters, listening to his lectures, and learning from him, learning from his vani or instructions. And if you develop a spirit of curiosity to learn from Srila Prabhupada about different topics, then you can discover amazing things in Srila Prabhupada's teachings. You can discover things that you wouldn't expect sometimes, and different Srila Prabhupada's answers. And Srila Prabhupada was very serious in preaching, but he was also very, very humorous. And if you preach, it's very important to spice up your preaching with humor. For example, if you have humor in your talks or conversations, it will be very difficult for people to sleep. So in the class, people become sleepy, but if there is something funny, they usually wake up. And once Srila Prabhupada was saying, giving an example of a thief, that thief is praying to God, "My dear Lord, please help me steal tonight." And the householder is praying, "My dear Lord, please protect me from thieves." And then Prabhupada said, "And now God is perplexed." God is confused. So how can he fulfill the desire of the householder and of the thief at the same time? And there is one verse which is also interesting. It says that all contradictions are resolved in Krishna. So sometimes we find contradictory things, and we hear about Achintya Bheda, Bheda Tattva, simultaneously same and different. We sometimes see contradictory things in ISKCON or in the philosophy. And this verse from the Bhagavatam says that all contradictions are resolved in Krishna and in Krishna consciousness. So how is this happening? How this can be done? In my understanding, if we are aware, if we are focused on the ultimate goal, then all contradictions become irrelevant. And the ultimate goal of Krishna consciousness and of life in general is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If this is the goal, and if we understand that He is the Supreme, and that we are His servants, then all different arguments and all different discussions and debates lose their significance. Because, of course, we don't want people to follow and believe blindly, but at the same time, simple faith that God is the master and we are His servants actually frees us from all mental speculation and all confusion. And also, although Bhagavatam is full of many philosophical points and there is complex explanations, and you all go to Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava classes and discuss in detail the result of your very deep and complex study of the Shastra will be that you become actually a very simple person. You become a gopi, a very simple cowherd girl who is not a great philosopher, but she knows the essence of all philosophy, and she lives this, and she's practicing this in the perfect way. The perfect goal of all philosophy is the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna has made it very complex for those who like complex or complicated, and Krishna has made it very simple for those who like simple. He said, "Offer me a leaf, a fruit, a little water, chant. I was attracted by simplicity of Krishna consciousness when I read I read in the Science of Self-Realization, when I started reading Srila Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada said, you can simply get the picture of Pancha Tattva and chant Hare Krishna, and that's perfect. If I would read about the very elaborate deity worship, I think I would probably run away and say, this is not for me, this I can't do this. But, or of other things that are more complex that we do. But he made it very simple. He said, you can simply sit in front of the picture of Pancha Tattva and you can make spiritual advancement. And you can offer a leaf or a fruit, a flower, and water. So Krishna has made it very, very simple for us to approach him simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And for those who want to understand and who want to blow their mind or purify their mind with the philosophy, then we have Shastra, we have works of Acharyas, we have scriptures, we have Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Krishna book, Sri Upanishad. Srila Prabhupada has given us so much for our mind, food for the mind, so that mind can become satisfied and it can become purified. In the first canto, it is said that only by questions and answers about Krishna we can become satisfied. Because Krishna is the source, reservoir of all pleasure, the source of all satisfaction. There are so many questions and answers we deal with every day, so many questions we ask every day, but only questions about Krishna can satisfy the self, can satisfy the soul, Srimad Bhagavatam says. And in trying to help people, we teach them how to ask important questions, relevant questions, and we also try to ask them questions that will help them succeed. So, Lord Shiva is reminding us here who is the supreme controller, who is in charge, who is the source of everything, and he's humbly offering obeisances to the Lord. And in the fourth canto, I believe, there is a song of Lord Shiva, which was also sang by Prachetas, full of beautiful prayers, and that you can also read if you have extra time. So Bhagavatam is full of prayers which are full of knowledge about the Lord, and just simply by reading these prayers we can learn so much, and we can purify our consciousness by hearing this, and we can also learn not only for ourselves, but to speak to others and to preach to others. So thank you very much for listening. Do we have one question? Yes?
Sometimes in Sankirtan, you meet people, and they offer English or punch, and they say, yes, people say many things, and this guy says this, this guy says that, and that guy who wrote this says that. So then I can, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his, when he elaborated, I don't know, Sharanagata, but he starts with Brahman. He starts with why should we follow that scripture. So, but actually, ultimately, people, also our Acharya lists great sages, but these great sages don't mean anything to them, and didn't mean anything to me. But ultimately, I have to, after decades of speculating, I have to accept something that presented itself as ultimate truth. I had a need for this because I was tired of speculation, and I saw one man who preached exactly what he was doing himself. There was complete coherence between his words did. So I didn't have much faith in what he was bringing, but I thought he was a nice man, and there was a complete coherence. I said, I'm going to try this, although I lack faith in anything above matter. So I can offer them that, but do have some better possibility. What would you offer them? What answer would you give to them? Why should I accept Isha Parmeshwar from the street?
Why should they accept the philosophy given in the Isha Upanishad as truth? So what was your
answer? I'm perplexed. I don't know what to tell them. I can start speaking about myself, but otherwise I can list sages and set the earth, but I don't exactly know what to do. I can set an example. I can be a nice person. That's all I can do. There, I'm quiet. I say, well, this is,
you see, we sell books, but we don't read them. That's the big, that's the problem. And the service that Adipurusha Prabhu is doing is so valuable because it forces you to read very deeply and to discuss and to apply. And so, I don't know how much time you spend studying, but it's never enough. And if you, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to go to Vanipedia or go to Vedabase and do a very, very thorough, or how you say, detailed study. And next time when you meet them, you eat them alive. and they will, they, you know, they will just, they will either kill you or kiss you. Because you will learn from Srila Prabhupada. You will learn from Srila Prabhupada all the wonderful arguments, why. So this is a great question. I mean, now you're challenging me. I have to now go into deep study. And you know, why should... This is such a simple question, but it's a important, relevant question. So why should I accept this? So one simple answer is that it works. It works. You can say it works. It worked for me. It transformed my life. And I have so many people to show you who are examples. These people in bed sheets. But they are smiling. They are smiling. They are happy. Happy, sleepy. And also, I just speak from my own, just... Not, I will not give you arguments. I speak just from my own understanding that why, for example, why I'm here for more than 30 years, because I didn't find anything that makes more sense. The explanation of the world, our position, and now some people say, well, I don't like this. Okay, it makes sense that there is a God and that He is the boss, but I don't like it. But the fact that you don't like it doesn't mean it's not true. So maybe better think about it. Does it pay off to just reject it? Maybe check it out. Maybe there is something in it for you. You all know that the most important radio station is WIFM. Who knows this radio station? WIFM, FM, WIIFM. Who knows what is this radio station? No? What's in it for me? WIFM radio station. So, I always say in ISKCON we don't have enough marketing. So you have to learn to do marketing. And marketing means what's in it for them. So if they say, what will I gain by this? You can tell them, first you will gain food. Amazing food. Do you like to eat? Yes. So the point is to get them to say yes. Then do you like music? Yes. Oh, we have the best music. Do you like dance? Yes. And then you can do a little Bharatanatyam. You tell them, my dance is just a little speck of dust in comparison to our dancers, professional dancers. But you see, just we have so much entertainment. We are aspiring to be happy people. Then, do you like stories? Oh, yes, I like stories. Do you like movies? I like movies. So this is only part of what we offer. So please come and check it out. So don't try to impress their intelligence and mind, but go for the senses. Shock their senses, because people are mainly on the sensual platform. And if you find a philosopher, also feed him. Philosophers are weak on food. I can tell you. Most of them. And then when they see this like multi-sensory shock, then they will become intrigued. They will say, okay, this is a little bit different than anything else. People come and argue and they threaten you, you will go to hell. This is not inspiring. But you can hug them. There is this Ma, she died recently, big guru, hugging guru, and you know, her whole preaching was hugging. And she had so many followers. In Zagreb, Croatia, there is one man called Braco. You know about him? So what he does, he just sits there. And people have amazing, he's practicing Bhagavad Gita, action in action and inaction in action. So, you know, by doing nothing, he is having amazing results. I mean, people are crying, bring him donations, bring him chicken and, you know, offers. He's like Jesus, but he doesn't speak. But somehow he's able to create this experience. So you can argue, but it doesn't attract people. You have to find something. You can hug them. And if you see people as souls, this is powerful. You tell them, everybody likes to hear about their potential. Last 20 years I'm doing life coaching and I tell people about their potential and immediately everybody is listening. My potential? Okay, tell me more about it. So tell them, take Bhagavad Gita 2:29. Take this verse and tell them, look, it says you are amazing. So, you know, what better book do you want? Ashcharyavat. So come here, I tell you more about how you're amazing. First I feed you, then I dress you, then I shave you. And then he say, okay, let's do it. I'm adventurous person. Are you adventurous person? You like adventure? We go to India, guided tour. Visit India with Mukunda. Visit India with Ananta. And, you know, dive in the Ganga. Drown in the Ganga. Even if you die, you will benefit. But don't die with the empty stomach. First fill your stomach with Maha. Maha from Mayapur, from Panchatattva. And if it's too far away, we also have Panchatattva in Ljubljana. So, you know, come here and drown in Ljubljanica. All the rivers are expansions of Ganga, so Ljubljanica is one rivulet expansion of Ganga. And if you put some Maha water into Ljubljanica, it becomes holy river. So did anybody this from you? Of you? Put some holy water in Ljubljanica? Do it. Sanctify Ljubljanica. Sanctify Ljubljanica and then you can jump and die. I mean, drown. Death and dying in Vedic Slovenia. Death and dying in Vedic Slovenia. So in this way, instead of arguing with them, you can give them beautiful experience. You can kiss them. Later you can take a shower. But or maybe they take a shower also. But kiss them, hug them, kiss them. Yeah. Our famous tennis player from Serbia now, unfortunately he's number 2 now, he found one Spanish guru who who teach him to love. Now he, even when he is defeated, he hugs in the opponent who defeated him and gives him a longer hug, not this dry hug or just handshake, which is very dry. Oh, I hate you, you defeated me. But he's not so attached now because he has so many trophies. So, but we in ISKCON, we are still very cold and dry, and we should start hugging and kissing people. And you may think it's New Age, but actually it works. And here we have amazing food, Govindas. Yesterday I was in Govindas, and you know what is Govindas, and you know the Govindas experience, so the prasadam is better and better. And here also, now you have this teaser in front of the temple, which is very, I'm very proud of you because you are better in marketing now. It says, what it says for the soul, Ananta, help me, on the poster outside. Atmarama shop, what do you get there? For the body, for the soul? Huh? For the heart, it's great. It's great. Make a big heart and put a big heart at the entrance and you know, tell people that please come here, we have heart for you. But it's vegetarian. not heart, inner organ heart. Okay? You happy?
Usually people will talk me.
Oh, you're already hugging people and they hug you. That's great. So continue, develop it. But
sometimes
don't. If you are a fanatical devotee, you know, people hug you and you go around the corner and put maha water to purify yourself. You have to tolerate. You cannot tell them, look, I don't get hugged by ladies. Because then for sure she will not take a book. But you smile and say, well, I have a gift for you. It's only how many euros? And, you know, give them a gift. And give them. Do you distribute cookies with books?
Sometimes.
That's great. If you give them prasadam with books.
Yeah. It's very helpful to give them first and then you don't have to discuss anything. They are so grateful for getting something. They are so very grateful to get something for free, and then give them.
You see, they will accept more gladly and more easily all your arguments if you feed them.
Yeah.
So. Since you are a beautiful philosopher, I can never argue with you. You are a professor of philosophy at Ljubljana University, but please take his cookie.
I actually gave a book to the professor, my friend, philosopher, and I didn't have to discuss anything. He's quite pure. I was depressed. We knew each other from before. I gave him Misha Panisha, Christopher Wright, he gave money. He said, yeah.
Okay, we have to stop here. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.